From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. As the Pentagon has prepared for armed conflict with Iraq, it has waged one of its largest ever information wars. For months, military planes have been dropping hundreds of thousands of leaflets over Iraq and transmitting radio messages across the country. Military officers say one aim is to save lives by persuading Iraqi troops to surrender. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The Pentagon's message to Iraqis is decided by policymakers in Washington, but it's crafted and refined at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, home base for the Army's Psychological Operations Unit. Flyaway presses have printed millions of leaflets, many featuring drawings for Iraqis who may be illiterate. In recording studios, PSYOP specialists and engineers produce radio broadcasts that mimic local stations, a mix of Middle Eastern pop and American rock, interspersed with political messages.
Okay, just check the fade out of the song.
Okay. Company commander Major Michael Whalen says PSYOP's officers go through 8 months of intensive training on the Middle East. Some are of Arab origin, others marry into the culture. Every day they go online to read Iraqi newspapers and listen to Baghdad radio stations. Whalen says the messages here are written with local sensitivities in mind.
So we want to get the people of the region to understand that we understand that they are talented, that they have very rich in culture and very rich in history. We appreciate that, and we'd like to see them restore that in the future under a free and liberated government.
Whalen and others reject the term propaganda. It's not Vietnam, says one. Today, they say, their job is simply to tell the truth to Iraqis. One recent radio broadcast began, "Soldiers of Iraq, Saddam does not care for the military of Iraq. Saddam uses his soldiers as puppets." Other broadcasts point out that Saddam Hussein lives in lavish palaces while Iraqi children go to sleep hungry. There are also translated speeches by President Bush. Last November, the military broadcast the articles of United Nations Resolution 1441 ordering Saddam's regime to disarm.
It sets the conditions later on when they will understand what it is we're doing, why we're doing it, and that we have their best interest at hand.
2 months ago, a new radio broadcast started transmitting into Iraq. Radio Tikrit is named after Saddam Hussein's hometown and carries an anti-Saddam theme. It's not clear who's putting this out. The Pentagon says it's not involved. But Nick Grace of clandestineradio.com says Radio Tikrit echoes the official U.S. message.
For example, some of the programmings have featured bios of Baathist politicians and bureaucrats who have been burned by the regime, who have been kicked out of the government and executed or tortured.
The Pentagon used a similar strategy in Kosovo. Retired Army Colonel Charlie Porcini says U.S. leaflets there named the commanders of Serb units committing atrocities, hoping to instill fear in their subordinates. Porcini says U.S. intelligence also discovered there were demonstrations against the Serbian army campaign in Kosovo, and Serb police were putting them down.
So then we dropped leaflets in Kosovo to tell the soldiers, while you're here committing atrocities for which you may be prosecuted, your mothers and your wives and your daughters are back home being brutalized by the Serb police.
In Iraq as well, recent leaflets have played on fear for family members. One shows a young boy at a blackboard and says, "Leave now and go home. Watch your children learn, grow, and prosper." Other Pentagon messages are more blunt, boiling down to cooperate and live, or don't and die. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the Pentagon has also sent emails and called the cell phones of key Iraqi military leaders.
And they will receive instructions so that they can behave in a way that will be seen and understood as being non-threatening, and they will be handled in a way that they are no longer part of the problem.
The goal of PSYOPs, Rumsfeld says, is to avoid conflict altogether, or at least make it as short as possible. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.